Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we'll have class number 8 in the series of called You Need a New Start, and this is the fourth class of the series of provision, and the title of the class is Your Provision is Decreed. Inshallah, today we will continue to know about the Islamic rules of provision. Over the last three classes, we learned the following rules. Number one, the only provider for all the creatures is their creator, the one Allah, the Almighty. Number two, the provision for all the creatures is granted by Allah. Number three, Allah can provide unlimited provision to whoever He wishes. Number four, Allah provides abundant provision to the good and to the evil people. Number five, for the evil people, of abundant provision is a test which they always fail, and that provision is the way for their destruction, as we learn from the story of the Quran. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will learn the sixth rule of provision from the Quran, and the rule is that your provision is decreed by Allah before your creation. And again, sisters, I have to remind you that the word provision, rizq in Arabic, it includes all what Allah decreed for you, and this includes the way the health, the family, whatever Allah decreed for you is all under the title of provision. So you must believe that whatever you will receive in your worldly life is already decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before your creation. The proof is that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, at every womb, Allah appoints an angel who says, O Lord, a drop of semen, O Lord, a clot, O Lord, a little lump of flesh. Then, if Allah wishes to complete His creations, the angel asks, O Lord, will it be a female or a male, wretched or blessed, and how much will be his provision, and what will his age be? So all that will be written while the baby is still in his mother's womb. What is the meaning of this hadith, sister? The meaning of this hadith is that when the mother becomes pregnant, there will be a drop of semen for 40 days. The baby will be first in the form of a drop of semen for 40 days, then a clot for 40 days, then a very little lump of flesh for 40 days. This is the end of the 120 days of pregnancy, which is equal to 3 months. Okay, at the end of these 120 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wishes to complete the creation, okay, an angel will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about everything related to that creation. It is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say male or female, blessed or wretched, how much is the provision, and what will his age be. All that will be written while the baby is still in his mother's womb at the age of 120 days of pregnancy. So from this hadith, we must believe that our age, our provision, and our eternal happiness are all decreed by Allah the Almighty before we start our journey on the earth. Okay? A fact which you must shower our spirits with tranquility and reassurance, that whatever provision Allah had decreed for us, none can prevent it. This fact is also approved by the hadith of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم know that if the nation were to gather together to benefit you with anything, it would not benefit you only with something that Allah had already prescribed for you. So what is the meaning of this hadith, sister? It is only Allah that has the power to decree for every one of us. And we will receive exactly what Allah has decreed for us. None can interfere with your provision. Whatever Allah decreed for you will reach you. Okay? None of the human being can interfere in anything which Allah already decreed for you. Your provision will reach you. You cannot escape your provision. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no soul shall die before it receives its provision in full, even if it takes long time to come. So you must be sure, sister, that whatever you will receive in this worldly life regarding a husband, kids, wealth, health, whatever Allah decreed for you, it is only what Allah decreed for you. And whatever Allah decrees for you, none can prevent it. Okay? Let us know that if Allah decreed, for example, I will give you an example, so that number one, you will not always evaluate the word provision as wealth. Okay? I will give you an example to be sure that provision is a broad a statement which includes all what we agreed for, and I will give you an example about the fact that whatever Allah decreed for you, you will get it. Okay? For example, this is for me, Allah decreed for me to have 3 daughters in my life. For example, Allah decreed this for me. Okay? And I already became 40 years old, while I still have only 2 daughters. And I am already old to become pregnant again. Okay? This is my story. You know, I had 2 daughters, then my husband and me decided that because I was working and he was working, we can't have effort and time to take care of other kids. So let us be thankful for these 2 daughters and let us raise them in the best shape. Okay, but it was decreed for me that I will have 3 daughters, as it will be clarified later on. So at the age of 40, okay, I became pregnant. And actually my husband was so worried about this pregnancy because I am already old and there are some, congenital anomalies for any mother. The highest possibility is above the age of 40. So my husband was so worried, and actually we came to the United States and I have, assemble from the baby, from the genetics of the baby, to be sure that the baby has normal, chromosomal numbers and normal chromosomal analysis. And actually we did it, and we knew at that time it was at 3 months of pregnancy that I have a baby girl, and inshallah her chromosomes are XX46 normal or praise to Allah. Okay? So, what is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this is that in spite of the fact we plan to have 2 daughters only, and I am already 40 years old, but because Allah decreed for me to have another baby, I must have the baby. I am 40, I am above 40, I am old, I am healthy, I am unhealthy. That baby is decreed to have a life on the earth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But oh Allah, the mother and the father, they are not having the intention to have a baby. It is not up to the human beings regarding what Allah decreed for them. It will happen to them and it will reach them. And actually I had my third daughter, and alhamdulillah, this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters, we must believe with full reassurance that your decreed provision will reach you by any means, so be patient. Okay? The 7th rule of provision is that Islam commands Muslims to try all the means and to do all the effort to earn their provision. Since our provision is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so someone can say, I will not do any work, I will not try any means, because so long it is decreed by Allah, it will reach me by any means. This is wrong. Okay, the seventh rule of provision in Islam is that Allah commanded the Muslims to try all the means and to do all the effort to earn the provision which Allah already had decreed for them. Okay, this is the rules of the provision which we must realize it, because inshallah it will have a lot of effect in our worldly life. We will read now from surah number 67, verse number 15, to learn about the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Muslims to try all the efforts to earn their provision. Surah number 67, verse number 15. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور.
It is who has made the earth subservient to you, so walk in the path thereof and eat of his provision, and to him will be the resurrection.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding, walk in the path thereof and eat of his provision. This is the provisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone must try all the means all over the earth so that they can earn their provision. Now we will read also from surah number 62, verse number 9 and 10, to learn about the command of Allah for the Muslims to try all the means to earn their provision. Surah number 62, Surah Al-Jum'ah, verse number 9 and 10. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, idha nudiya lis-salati min yawm al-jum'ati, fas'au ila zikrillahi wa dharul bay'a. ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون.
O you who believe, when the call is proclaimed for the Salat on Friday, come to the remembrance of Allah and Salat and leave off business and every other thing that is better for you if you did not but know. Then, when the Salat is ended, you may disperse through the land and seek the bounty of Allah and remember Allah much that you may be successful.
Okay, actually we must notice that Allah forbade Muslims from working after hearing the call for Friday prayer. Okay, actually this what must happen. You know that when the Muslims hear the Friday prayer, they must stop working completely. Okay, this is especially for the men. Okay, he ordered them to gather for the Friday prayer. After the prayer is finished, they are commanded to spread through the earth, that is to say, to move all around looking for their provision. One of the righteous believers used to invoke Allah when Friday prayer finished, saying, O Allah, I have accepted and complied with your call, performed the prayer you ordered and dispersed as you ordered. Therefore, grant me of your favor, and you are the best of those who grant provisions. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Muslims to try hard and to use all the provisions, all the means for earning provision. Islam does not promote laziness, okay? Because you know some Muslims are under the impression that so long, again and again I am clarifying this, sister, because there are many people whom they are saying Muslim nations are lazy because they are believers that their provision is decreed. Yes, we Muslims are believers that our provision is decreed, but we are also believers that we are commanded in the religion of Islam to try all the means and to work very hard all over the earth in any place to move around in order to look for our provisions. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah loves the believer who has a provision. Who has a provision. Okay? Actually, the hadith is verily Allah loves the believer who is a professional. Okay? It was narrated that Umar ibn al-Khattab, the second Khalifa, passed by some people who were sitting and bending their heads, not doing any work. Okay, they are sitting in the side of the masjid and they look very sincere and very religious, but they are not doing any work. Then he asked who they were. He was told they are those who depend upon Allah. Okay? Depend on Allah for their provision, so they are waiting for their provision to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not doing any work. Umar replied, no, they are the eaters who eat the people's properties. Do you want me to describe those who are really depend on Allah? He said, he is the person who throws the seeds on the earth and depend on his Lord. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this is that the one who throws the seed on the earth is that the one who tried his best. Okay, and then he will be looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him the provision. So we Muslims must realize this fact that you must try all the means, you must work very hard, and then you must be looking for the provision from Allah the provider. The eighth rule of provision in Islam is that Islam encourages lawful provision, halal, and prohibits unlawful provision, haram. Let us read now from the Quran about the lawful or the halal food. We will read now from Surah number 2, verse number 168 and 172. Surah number 2. 168. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الناس كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
They will abide therein forever.
168.
O mankind, eat of that which is lawful and good on the earth, and follow not the footstep of Shaitan. Verily, he is to you an open enemy.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding all the mankind to eat of what is lawful and good on the earth. Eat of it means, you know, when you have your provision, okay, you must have it from the lawful ways. Okay, we will read also verse number 172. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from the same surah number 2, verse number 172. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا لله إن كنتم إياه تعبدون.
O you who believe, eat of the lawful things that we have provided you with, and be grateful to Allah, if is it need indeed He whom you worship.
So if you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must eat of the lawful things that we have provided you. Inshallah, I will... Yes.
So the second and the third together, I think, I relate it, because what I understand from the second rule is that, okay, if you ask Allah to have a child because you cannot have a child, and, or you ask Allah to have a husband because you feel lonely, and Allah granted your provision, it doesn't stop there. You have to maybe it's your decree to have this husband, or maybe it's your decree to have this wife or this child, but you must have heart to raise your child well, because it's the provision from Allah.
Yes.
Not stop there. You know, I have a child, okay, now I'm going to do whatever I want, and, you know, he can raise himself up and be an unlawful person. And the same thing for a husband, you know, or a wife. If I provided it to you, but you have to work hard to keep it and to keep,
yes,
you know,
to
take care of the provision.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because if not, you know, the third one, what I'm understanding is, if not taking care of your provision can lead to unlawful things.
Yes.
Right? Because if God gives you a provision like wealth,
okay,
if you don't take care of the provision and spend it in good,
yes,
then it can lead you to spend in haram things.
Yes. This is your conclusion is correct, but your conclusion is related to law number 2, which is the 7th rule. The 8th rule, which I am explaining, is different. You know, I will clarify to you more and more now, you know, because this rule actually will teach you a very important fact in life. Most of the human beings are not aware of it, you know. This 8th rule means that, no, the 7th rule is that you must try best, you know, to earn your provision. You must try it, okay? The first rule in this class is that your provision is decreed before your creation. Okay? The second rule is that in spite of having your provision decreed for you, but you must try all the means to get it. Okay? I am not supposed to say, inshallah, Allah will provide me, with my, for example, dinner tonight. Okay? And he will provide also my husband. So my husband, let us watch the television, don't go to work today, because Allah will provide us. By any means, okay? Because Allah taught us in the Quran that He will provide every creature on the earth. So we must have dinner tonight, okay? So let us forget about working, okay? There are some Muslims, you know, they are under this impression. Whether I work or I don't work, my provision will reach me. This is wrong theory in Islam, okay? You must try all the means to get or to receive the decreed provision for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe it look difficult to understand if everything is decreed, so why I will try the means? This is the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Allah is the one who has the right to decree everything for His creature. But at the same time, He is commanding them to try their best to receive what He had decreed for them. This is rule 1 and 2. Rule 3 is different. Why? Because, you know, why I will have to try hard to earn my provision. Okay, I don't want to try hard. Okay, if I cannot get it through halal or lawful, I will get it through haram. No problem. You know, there are many people nowadays, they don't care. Provision is from lawful ways or unlawful. The most important is that we want to have a provision. I want to have a big house. I want to have 2 cars. I want to travel in the summer. I want to have jewelry, the best clothes. How? No problem. The mean is not problem. The most important is the provision. And this is the reason behind the corruption which is going on nowadays on the earth. Because most of the people, but actually we are not discussing non-Muslims, we are discussing the Muslims. There are many Muslims now whom they don't care their provision, whether their provision is lawful or unlawful. The most important is to have a provision. This is what I will clarify to you now, and I will clarify to you the harm, okay, of the unlawful provision, so that we can be aware of, you know, the reason behind all the troubles in our lives nowadays. Now we will actually read. Prophet Muhammad. So now we learn that Allah commanded us to eat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we read now, to eat of the lawful things that Allah has provided us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, the son of Adam will not pass away from Allah until he is asked about 5 things. On the day of judgment, every one of us will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will ask every one of us about five things. Number one, how he lived his life. Okay? How I, for example, I am the one, how I lived my life. I lived my life according to the rules of the Quran, obeying the commands of Allah, or I lived my life obeying the commands of the shaitan, and I never obey the commands of Allah. This is the question number one. Question number two, how he utilized his youth. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that, and why especially the youth time? Because it is the time when we are strong and we can do a lot of good deeds when our health is in the best shape and our mentality is in the best shape. Allah will question everyone how he utilized his youth. Number three, the third question is, what means did he earn his wealth? Okay, the wealth was through lawful ways or unlawful ways. This is a question everyone will be questioned about asked about on the Day of Judgment. So we must be aware about our provision, whether it is from the lawful ways or unlawful ways, because Allah knows. You know, sisters, we must realize that Allah knows the answer of these questions before the creation of the heavens and the earth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is questioning everyone so that everyone will deserve, you know, the result of his answers. Okay, if someone will answer, I never live according to the rules of the Quran. When I was teenager, I did all the bad things. I am very sorry, O Allah. About my provision, it was all from the unlawful means. The fourth question, how did he spend his wealth? O Allah, I spend it on gambling and on whatever you don't like. Okay, and what did he do with his knowledge? Oh Allah, I never had any beneficial knowledge. All my knowledge was related to the movie stars and the songs, you know, and whatever. Okay. So, and Grey's Anatomy and all of this nonsense. Yes, this is my knowledge, oh Allah. So this hadith means that we will be asked about the way of earning our provision, and whether it is halal or not. Actually, Umar ibn al-Khattab, so sisters, we must realize that this is a very important fact. You are not having, you know, the freedom to earn your provision from any way. No, this is prohibited in Islam. Provision in Islam means lawful provision. When I come and tell you, Salaamu Alaikum sister, today I have a lot of provision. Allah, all praise to Allah. Allah gave us a lot of provision. You will tell me, Sister Mona, we are sure that it is lawful provision. Because it is supposed to be the word provision in Islam equal to lawful provision. Because unlawful provision is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Holy Spirit inspired me that no living creature will ever die until it gets all its provision. So fear Allah, O servants of Allah, and make your demands reasonable and make your jobs decent, and let not delay of any provision cause you to seek it through disobedience of Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, don't feel that your provision is delayed, O servants of Allah. Fear Allah and take what is lawful and leave what is unlawful. These sayings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sisters, are clarifying that Muslims must seek lawful provisions and prohibit unlawful provision. It is only the lawful provision that is accepted in Islam. Okay, so now inshallah I will clarify to you a very important fact which inshallah will encourage every one of us to be totally away from the unlawful provision. The fact is that if you believe that your provision is decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before your creation, I will clarify to you the fact, then I will give you the example. Okay? So, this means that you will receive that provision by any means. Suppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for me, and Allah knows, $100,000. Allah decreed for me this. Okay? So, before I die, I must receive $100,000. So, logically, there are two possibilities. I can receive the $100,000 through the lawful ways, or I can receive them through the unlawful ways. Okay? So you must be aware of that fact, sisters. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The fact is that, I need to clarify it to you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So long Allah has decreed your provision, it is up to you to receive it lawful according to the rules of Allah, or if it becomes delayed, okay, be patient. Don't move to the unlawful provision, because, you know, if you will move to unlawful provision, this means that you stop the lawful provision which Allah was supposed to give it to you. Let me tell you a story, and then I will give you an example from our daily life. To explain the above rule, let us learn this story. One day, Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiallahu anhu, this is the fourth Khalifa, Muslim Khalifa, he went to the masjid for prayer. Suppose he came here to the masjid for prayer. He asked a boy standing nearby to look after his horse until he finished his prayers. When Ali radiallahu anhu came out of the masjid after prayer, he intended to give $2, for example, $2, to that boy for caring for his horse. But the boy was not around. And he noticed that the bridle, which is the nose rope of the horse, was missing. So he asked another man to go to the market and to buy for him another bridle for his horse. The man brought the bridle and gave it to Ali, who was so surprised and said, "This is my bride, this is the bridle of my horse." So he asked the man, "Who sold you this bridle in the market?" The man answered, "A young boy." So Ali asked, "How much you gave him for the bridle?" The man answered, $2. So, you see? So Ali said, this is a very important fact. You know, sister Ali said, that boy did me a favor of looking after my horse during my prayer inside the masjid. I decided to give him $2 in return. He couldn't wait to get them lawfully. Instead, he robbed the bridle and sold it to you. He still got the same amount of money, the $2, and not a penny more, but he got it unlawfully. You see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for that boy $2. Okay? If he waited for Ali to come from the masjid after prayer, he will give him the $2. Because these $2 were decreed to that boy before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Okay? But that boy, okay, was not patient. That boy was not honest. That boy was not good person. So what he did, he stole, you know, the bridle of Ali, and he went to the market and he sold it with the same $2. Okay? And he received the $2, but he received them, okay, unlawfully, because he stole the bridle. So, sisters, what is the meaning of this story? Okay, which must be a rule for everyone in life. For every one of us, Allah had decreed for you certain amount of wealth. One husband, for a husband, kids, whatever Allah had decreed for you. Okay, you will receive it before your death. You must receive it before your death. Okay, if you are obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will receive that provision through lawful means. But if you are not obeying Allah, if you are in a hurry, if you always feel that my provision is delayed, you, shaitan will call you to use the unlawful ways and you will earn the same amount of provision. So if you believe in this theory that whatever the people are earning unlawfully, they were supposed to earn it lawfully. Allah will give it to them in a lawful way, halal. But they insist to have it haram, so they will have it haram. So if you believe in these sisters, you know, you must say to yourself, I will never, under any circumstances, lie or steal or have anything haram in my life. Because if it is already decreed by Allah for me, it will reach me before my death. So I will never move ever to any haram wealth or haram relation or anything haram in my life, because Allah will make it for me if it is decreed for me. Okay? So this is a call for every believer never to touch any haram, especially the wealth, because all of us are after the wealth, any haram money. Because it is already, if it is decreed for you, it will reach you. Okay, so why you want to take it unlawfully? Why you want to take it haram while none of, or most of the Muslims, they are not aware of the harm of the unlawful provision? You know, we will learn today about the harm of the unlawful provision, so that all the time we will be patient. When you come and tell me, Sister Mona, you were a pediatrician and you were supposed to work now for 2 years, in 10 years in America, so maybe Allah decreed for you a big amount of provision and you didn't receive it. Okay, so try to do any job so that you can get the provision. I will tell you, sister, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already decreed for me a provision, it will reach me. Whether I am working as a pediatrician, whether I am handicapped in my bed, whether I am not working at all, whether I am in any place over the earth, my provision must reach me. My provision will run for me. I am not the one which will run for him. Why? Because it is already decreed for me. And so long I didn't receive any provision over the last 10 years because I was not working as a pediatrician and I was not working at all. So this means that it was not decreed for me to have any personal provision in the last 10 years. All praise to Allah. I am never looking for any unlawful provision, sister. Why? Because the unlawful provision is the cause of all the problems on the earth nowadays. When you look around and you notice that most of the people are not happy, most of the families are broken, most of the relations are corrupted, most of the, you know, everything is in the worst shape on the earth, it is because of the unlawful provision. This is what we will clarify now, sister, but basically, this class, I want you in this class to believe and to realize a very important fact. So long your provision was already decreed by Allah before your creation, so never ever try to receive it through any unlawful means. Be patient and be sure that whatever was decreed for you will reach you. Suppose now I am 33 years old and I am not yet married, for example. And then I noticed that one of my friends, she has a very nice fiancé whom actually I was looking forward to have someone like him. So I tell to myself, my friend is 23 and I am 33. So actually my time, you know, is now very critical. She's still 23. She can meet a lot of men. But for me, my situation is very difficult. Actually, I will try to send for him some nice emails, and I will try through a very good ways. Through a very good way. She will try to send for him very good emails through a good way. And I will always be close, and I will try to be around, and I will try to make some problems between him and his fiancée, so that, you know, inshallah, he will be my provision. Okay, and then someone will tell her, but this is unlawful. This is not accepted. No, 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 sister, this is accepted. If he is my provision, I will marry him. Okay? You know, sisters, sometimes Allah knows what will happen in this kind of stories, because the end is always, you know, different from one story to the other. But suppose, unfortunately, okay, that she married that person. Okay? Now she married him through unlawful means. Okay? So long she married him, this means that that person was decreed for her. Maybe that person, when he was engaging the 23 years old, he was not happy. And he had the intention to look for another one. And maybe she was the one whom he was looking forward to marry her through the lawful ways. Unfortunately, she was in a hurry, and she doesn't believe that her provision will reach her, so she married him according to unlawful ways. What is the difference? You can tell me, so, Sister Mona, what is the difference? At the end of the story, she married him. I tell you, no, sister, there is a big difference. She didn't marry him through the lawful ways. If she married him through the lawful ways, Allah will bless that marriage. But so long she married him through the unlawful ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never bless that marriage. She will have a very difficult marriage, and Allah knows that marriage will be complete or not. So the question is, who is the oppressor? At that moment, everyone is saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who causes me all these troubles. No, Allah doesn't cause trouble for any human being. Human beings are the one whom they cause trouble for themselves, because number one, they don't know the rules of the Quran. Okay? Number two, they don't follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not obedient to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I believe that my provision will reach me before my death, so I will never try, you know, to destroy a marriage of another sister, or to interfere in the life of someone in order, you know, to deviate the attention, you know, of the man or whatever. I will never try any unlawful means in my life, because so long I have a provision, it will reach me. Okay? This is the most important fact, sister. And because of that, I want you, when you look around and you notice that there are very rich people whom we are sure that their wealth is unlawful, okay? Don't feel envy or hatred for them because they are very rich and you are not, in spite of the fact their wealth is unlawful. Instead, you must sympathize for them, because that wealth was decreed for them. But if they were patient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will reach them through the lawful ways. And you see how the Muslims, most of the Muslims, they oppress themselves because they are not patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not patient with the provision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you believe that none can take my provision, okay, immediately you have the clear rule never to try any unlawful way for the provision. Okay, now sisters, we must promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never to delay. The problem is the delay of the lawful provision. Okay, someone will tell you, I didn't marry up till now, I didn't have kids up till now, I am not rich up till now, I don't have a job up till now, so I will try any means. Too difficult for me to wait more and more. Okay, no, instead we must be patient, believing that so long your provision is decreed, wait for it to come to you through the lawful means. Otherwise, shaitan will whisper to you to get it through the unlawful means. The next logic question is that, what are the problems of the unlawful provision? Why I am telling you, avoid unlawful provision, avoid unlawful provision. What is the problem? Okay, we must know, this is the logic question. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a body nourished on haram sustenance or provision will not enter the paradise. This is, you know, a final end. if we eat from, if we are nourished from provision, which we have it through unlawful means, we will not enter paradise. So prayers, fasting, whatever, okay, of the ibadah, worshipping of Allah, will not allow us to be in the paradise because the provision was unlawful. Number two, we must believe that haram, unlawful provision is the main cause of non-acceptance of the supplication. Now, most of the Muslims are complaining, oh Allah, our supplication is not answered. The most important cause for supplications not to be answered is unlawful provision. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a man having journeyed far, having a lot of dust, spreads out his hands to the sky, saying, oh Lord, oh Lord. He is calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While his food is unlawful, his drink is unlawful, his clothing is unlawful, his nourishment is unlawful, haram. So how can his supplication be answered? Okay? Unlawful provision is the cause of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A great punishment from Allah is that He will cut, there will be no relation between that person who is earning the unlawful provision and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, sister, we must believe that Allah is the creator of everything. Allah is the owner of everything. Allah is the provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the provider, He taught us the rules. Only the lawful provision is accepted by Allah. The question is, most of the Muslims are following this rule? Unfortunately, no. They move to or they try the unlawful provision. So what will be the answer? Allah, the owner, Allah, the provider, okay, will, number one, prevent them from entering the paradise. Number two, in the worldly life, their supplication is never answered. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sa'd, one of his companions, O Sa'd, purify your food, your supplication will be accepted. Verily, a servant places a morsel of haram in his stomach, and as a result, 40 days of worship will not be accepted for him. This is only when you eat a meal, okay, of unlawful provision, okay, suppose now I steal some money and I buy food, okay, and I eat that food for 40 days, my worship to Allah will not be accepted. This is to clarify how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prohibiting completely, totally, any unlawful provision. Actually, sisters, a general, so the next question is, we must always be aware to avoid completely any haram earning. How? How I can avoid the haram earning? Okay, there is a very important problem, sisters, which I need to clarify to you. Every one of us is under the impression, oh Allah, all praise to Allah, I am never eating haram. I am never earning haram, unlawful. This is wrong. Okay, now I will clarify to you about the unlawful provision so that every one of us will revise her provision or her husband's provision. And when you realize that your provision is unlawful, okay, you must, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness from Allah, and you must stop immediately. Okay, if you have the right to stop, you must stop immediately. So sisters, actually we must be very serious with our provision, and if we notice that there is any suspicion, we must stop completely earning that unlawful provision, believing that so long it is decreed for me, Allah will make it to me in the lawful way, not in the unlawful way. A general principle of anybody's means of earning hurts another. This is number one. If your earning hurts another Muslim, This is unlawful provision. Suppose, for example, suppose teaching Arabic, you know, in an Islamic center, okay, and that one is earning, that teacher is earning, for example, $50 from every student, for example, then, for example, me, I think that, how can I earn good amount of money? I will go to the same Islamic center, then I will offer my classes with $30. So everyone will leave that teacher. This is the intention. You see, this is the most important. My intention was to earn the money even if I hurt another Muslim. If this is my intention, this is unlawful provision. Because in your intention, you know that you hurt the other Muslim, but you don't care. This is number one. Number two, when you earn provision and you cause loss of other Muslim provision. For the same issue, you know, when I know that, for example, there is a teacher whom she is working and earning 1,500 per month, I will go to that school and I will offer my work instead of her with 1,000 only. And my intention is that I want to get the job. Someone will tell me, this is not good. She is a Muslim sister. I will tell her, no, I don't care. I want to get the job. I am looking for my provision. Okay, even if another Muslim will lose her job. Okay, so they will give me the job because I offered less salary. Okay, and the other teacher will lose her job. Okay, and I have the intention. Okay, to offer that amount of money, so that I will get the job and she will be kicked out, no problem, none of my business. This is unlawful provision. Okay? Also, any business that involves dishonesty, cheating, gambling, fraud is forbidden in Islam. Examples of unlawful earning, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, trading or selling intoxicants and drugs, working in dance hall, working in banks, stocks, exchanges, insurance company, and other riba-based institutions. Actually, subhanAllah, nowadays these riba institutions is all or are all around. Working with the riba institution is unlawful provision. And it will follow the same rules which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us. Again and again, sister, if you learn the rule which we learned today, that whatever decreed for you will reach you through the lawful way, okay, don't ever try the unlawful ways. If someone will come and tell me today, Mona, we can give you a very good job in insurance company and we will give you $6,000 per month, I will tell her, no, sister, I am very thankful for you. If Allah had decreed for me to have $6,000 per month from the insurance company, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will offer me a lawful job with the same $6,000 per month. So I am very sorry, I will not accept that job, and I am patient and I am waiting for my provision through the lawful means. Okay? Even if you are an ordinary worker. Now, sisters, I will clarify to you a very important critical point which everyone who is working, you know, must realize. When you sign the contract, when you start your work with any company, and you sign to work from 8 to 4, okay, and if you work from 8 to 4 for 5 days per week, you will have $1,000 per month. You must work from 8 to 4 exactly. If you work, for example, from 8:15 or 8:30 to 12, then I will waste 2 hours in between. None is observing me, okay? You don't deserve the $1,000 per month. Maybe you deserve $700. 300 are unlawful. Your money is not halal. Your money is not lawful money. It is not accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you are eating from unlawful provision. Now you are under the same umbrella of those whom they are having unlawful provision. The same. It is the same. Like those with gambling, like those with dancing, like those with the worst issues in life, it is the same unlawful provision. So you must be very critical with this unlawful provision. If you sign a contract to work this time of hours, you must work it exactly, so that when you have your salary, okay, it is for that amount of hours, because when you sign the contract, it is not a contract between you and the head of the company, it is a contract between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who said in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu awfiu bil uqood. Oh, you who believer, fulfill your agreement, you know, with everyone. Okay, so actually, mostly you can notice that most of the people, they never work the their working hours. Most of the people, they always actually waste 1 or 2 hours. Either at the beginning of the day, they arrive to work late, or at the end of the day, they leave the work early, or in between, they try to waste the time of the work. This is a very important fact, which everyone must actually revise it. Otherwise, on the Day of Judgment, it will be a way of the unlawful provision, and it will be the way of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then everyone will say, why when I get my salary, okay, my salary is not blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I got my salary, the $1,000, subhanallah, my kid will be sick, then we will buy some medicine with $200. Then, subhanallah, something will be not working in my house, then I will spend other $300. Then at the end, I cannot find that there is any blessings in my salary. Yes, because most of your salary is not halal. Most of your salary was unlawful because you didn't work the time which you are supposed to work, and also while you are in your work, you didn't do your job in the best shape. All of this is evaluated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught people to say, O Allah, make that which is permissible sufficient for me, so as to make me independent of what which is forbidden, and bestow upon me enough of your grace to make me independent of all besides you. Again and again, sister, we must always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever permissible for us, for whatever halal for us, and whatever Allah made it forbidden for us, we must be away from it, and we always call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His mercy on us, because through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can be only dependent on Him and not on any other one. Inshallah, next week we will continue to have the fifth class of the provision, the keys of the provision, and let us make the dua now. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Inshallah, see you next week. Inshallah.